USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
In Japan, to meet with the new emperor, President Donald Trump says the two countries are hard at work negotiating a trade agreement.
With this deal, we hope to address the trade imbalance, remove barriers to United States exports, and ensure fairness and reciprocity in our relationship. And we're getting closer.
Trump praised the very special U.S.-Japan alliance that he said has never been stronger. A Maui woman who went missing more than 2 weeks ago in Hawaii after a hike has been found alive. Amanda Eller's mother, Julie Eller, says she knew her daughter would be found alive.
I never gave up hope for a minute, and even though at times, you know, I would have those moments of despair, I stayed strong for her because I knew that we would find her if we just stayed with the program, stayed persistent.
The 35-year-old yoga teacher had gotten lost in the Makaweo Forest Reserve on Maui. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Amps, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Flooding is at an emergency level in Tulsa, Oklahoma. To control it, more water is being released through the Keystone Dam. Lieutenant Colonel Adam Weiss is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Keystone Dam, which has been the focus point for us most of the time, has a release rate of approximately 250,000 cubic feet per second. If you do the math, that equates to approximately 1,000 school buses per second going through the dam.
Heavy rain in recent weeks has spurred major flooding in several states. A record number of people are driving this long holiday weekend. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair Jr. said the weekend exodus began on Thursday, and the traffic jams will continue late into the night on Monday.
The second highest number of total travelers ever at nearly 43 million, and a record for the number of those driving at 37.6 million.
The record travel numbers come despite gas prices that are about 30 cents a gallon higher than they were just a couple of months ago. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An opinion poll published by The Times in London is suggesting former British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson is one of the favorites to become Prime Minister. John Clemens has more.
The flamboyant Boris Johnson is the favorite among party activists to replace Theresa May, who resigned over Great Britain's plan to exit the European Union. Her emotional resignation surprised many, but not all.
I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
More than a dozen others are expected to battle for her position in a political struggle that'll last at least 2 months. I'm John Clemens.
A missing 25-year-old mother and her 3-year-old son have not been seen for weeks in Oregon, but Salem police have charged 52-year-old Michael Wolf as a suspect in that case. Police Lieutenant Trevin Upke says police still hope the mother and son will be found alive.
Although we have charged Mr. Wolf with aggravated murder, that does not mean that William and Krissa are dead. We believe we have probable cause to charge for aggravated murder.
Wolf was arrested at a donut shop Friday afternoon in Portland. Wolf is the biological father of the missing 3-year-old and had been ordered recently to pay more than $900 a month in child support. The U.S. Senate voted this week to crack down on robocalls. More than 26 billion such calls were made last year to American phones, up 46%. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.